as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and now something called Player.fm.
Did you
know we were on that?
No, didn't until this week.
I found out by signing up and going, hey, you should put my podcast on, and they went, well, we already have.
There you go.
Okay.
There you have it.
All right. How's everybody doing out there? Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, America. How's it going, everybody? What's your big plans for the 4th?
Working.
I'm working,
but I'm relaxing. I'm going to relax on Sunday. You can't beat time and a half on the holiday. But I will be rooting on the USA women's soccer team on Sunday night. What better weekend, 4th of July, and USA-Japan finals. And can't wait. How about you?
Well, you know what? I'm probably going to be laying a little bit low. I just spent $900 on new tires. Had to buy all four.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was unexpected.
Oh, it wasn't like buy three, get one free kind of
thing? I bought one for a dollar. That was the deal. But
so three tires, $300 apiece.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was unexpected.
Terrible.
But my family and a bunch of our friends, everybody cooks out. We cook out all the time. We go get Chinese food on 4th of July.
Good thing we're not playing China on Sunday, because I would have to rethink that.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
so, so no crabs, no local Maryland flavor. You're getting Chinese food.
Well, like,
you better be Old Bay on them things.
Well, some do. Like, they do have a Baltimore roll. So, like, we go to this place called.
That's right. You like sushi.
I do sushi.
You do sushi.
I do like sushi.
I don't do sushi.
I love
crabs
sushi.
Out there. Nah.
Crabs I had last night though.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
I'll do crabs.
Yeah.
That's my sushi.
Yeah.
Put them in a roll. I'll eat them all day long.
So. It's been very quiet during the off season. There's been OTAs and rookie mini camp, you know, but we're in the home stretch of when Ravens football will finally be coming back. And there's definitely an itch out there. If you've noticed, we've had people contact us on Facebook and Twitter, telling us, when are you guys going to do a new show? I'm waiting.
Love it. Love it.
And it's awesome that people are contacting us asking for new shows, but we've waited until this point because there's really not a lot to talk about.
There's always something to talk about. I mean,
it's a lot of like
don't
speculation get me wrong. At this point, but
right,
like,
right.
We're just like, do we?
Well,
you know,
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna get something to talk about. I'm gonna break out a prop here. I got props. Anybody see this? Can everybody see this? This is, I don't know what you call this thing, but it's called the club. And this dude is the only. Let me get it wrong. He's the only guy I know that probably still uses this in 2000. This is like, what you call it, like taking the old cell phones with the antenna. This is equivalent.
Well, you know what?
You got security protocols. You got a touch screen in this thing, but you got the club. This is old school.
I
just locked it. I don't know what I just did.
It's a deterrent.
Well,
you're breaking my car now.
Oh, whoops.
It's a deterrent. Like, if somebody sees the club, they're like, I'm not stealing that car because I'm not getting through the club. So it's straight out of 93. You know, it's the Ravens have had, what, 20 seasons? I've had this, you know, almost 20 years, I guess.
It's lasted a good bit. It's still kicking.
But it's a deterrent. Worst thing, though, was when I forgot my club key, drove somewhere, put the club on, and couldn't unlock it.
Oh, no. Seriously.
That really happened.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of had to walk
home. I was going to say, because it is, I get in every time and you unlock it, but it can't. Like, what happens if you really can't drive the car?
No.
You're...
You turn the wheel and it just hits the windshield. So, like, you no one's going to steal it.
And then
it
you
got to
replace the windshield. Forget $900 for tires. You're,
yeah.
You're in deep.
Uh-huh.
You're in real deep after
Absolutely.
That. But I just thought this was funny. I had to bring this up because I was like, wait a second. This is just, it's awesome.
It's a deterrent. That's all I'm saying. It's a deterrent. Hey, if you saw it, you'd be like, I'm not stealing that. I'm not stealing that car.
No.
All right, so, yeah, let's talk about, let's do some speculation, I guess,
because
people are demanding a show. We're going to give the people what they want because, I mean, we love doing a show. We love that people are listening to us. But so let's talk about OTAs. There were a lot of guys showing off, a lot of rookies. It looks like a pretty new team. But the big story coming out of there, wide receivers. That's got to be the big thing. It's has the most competition for who's going to be playing, as well as how competitive it's going to be with these rookies and these older guys. You have a Steve Smith mm-hmm. Sr., who is definitely the veteran here, playing for so long, and then you have a lot of new guys coming in. One name I want to bring up, and you can bring up, you know, whoever you think is going to be the big name. Have you seen this guy, Waller?
Yes.
The rookie?
Love this guy. I'm actually looking up right now.
He's huge.
I'm just watching the video again. I'm telling you. I mean, yes, it's not live game speed. I mean, they were going 11-11.
Yeah.
It's not full training camp speed yet. By the way, we are in July. It's upon us. I really can't wait. But what I've seen in this guy, him and Butler have been catching passes, man. I mean, Flacco's been throwing bombs. And just speaking of Waller and Butler, they've been going up and getting these balls. There were some great things mm-hmm, in training camp right now. And everybody's like, why ain't the Ravens signing a veteran? Why don't we? This is why. We have a fresh young crop of young talent out there. We have Breshad Perriman, the rookie. We have Darren Waller. We have Jeremy Butler. And then we also have Carter. Will Carter turn it around this year? So there's a lot of things that can happen. And then how about Marlon Brown? Will he see a resurgence this time? I know 2 years ago we thought he would be the guy to go to. And you know, coming off a campaign where Steve Smith led the team in receptions and yards and he was a leading receiver, I don't think that it can happen this year. We got optimistic. We want to see Pitt out there, but I'm not very optimistic about that. I think Max Williams is going to take the starting role, and we're going to have Crockett Gilmore and Max Williams there in the 1 and 2 tight end spot. So there's young talent across the board. Joe Flacco's been fired up. I've heard great things from the local media. I really think this team's going to surprise some people in offense. And with Forsett back there, again, sky's the limit right now.
It seems as if Joe Flacco's having really good luck with these wide receivers. He's working really well with
them. And good rapport.
Yes.
I've seen
yes.
that time and time again. He's even said that and been vocal in the press conferences. Mm-hmm. He's not been shy about it.
Yeah.
They're very on the same page, and I really appreciate him sharing. What are you doing over there?
Sorry about that.
You're getting a little antsy, huh?
I saw myself in the mirror, and I'm like, man, I got to fix my hair. Something wrong here.
We got a show to record, and you're checking yourself out. This guy.
Yeah, so Joe looks like he's had a really good job working with the wide receivers, kind of getting to know all these guys. But you talk about Marlon Brown, also got to bring up Kamar Aiken.
Right.
Had a great season last year.
That's right. You can't forget about Aiken.
Yeah, he did such mm-hmm. a good job last year. Him and Flacco seemed to get along very well, had a good good connection there. The NFL actually put out an article this past weekend saying, is this going to be a resurgence of Marlon Brown?
That's right.
Well, number one, it shouldn't be a resurgence. He should have been playing last year. But the offensive coordinator brought in Owen Daniels, was, you know, they've worked together in the past. They knew each other. So Marlon Brown got passed over for Owen Daniels because of the offensive coordinator. His breakout year could have been last year. He could have continued, you know, his upward climb to the top of the team, but he got kind of stunted because this other guy was brought in.
How many times was I at a game, and even watching it on TV, I was like, where's number 14?
Exactly.
Where's Marlon Brown?
Mm-hmm.
We all remember the great catch. We were there.
Yeah,
Weren't you there with me?
We were there.
The Vikings game.
It's all
right
in the snow.
The back of the end zone, all in the snow. And we thought that was the legend, the birth of the legend, which is Marlon Brown. We're
right.
like, all right, we got our guy. He's from Georgia. He's big and tall, strong. He can stretch the field. And then just last year, I don't even think he caught but 5 or 10 passes all year.
That's about it.
It basically is. And bring up a good point, because right here, Marlon Brown is quoted by saying, quote, if I want to be great, I have to make that play. End quote. And this is going into he missed a deep pass in minicamp, and he was being scrutinized this week in the media for it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you just said, you want to be great, you got to make the play.
Yeah.
You got to make the plays even in training camp, even in minicamp. So, again, training camp's the end of the month. I really can't wait to see in preseason what these guys will bring. This is why I love preseason. But I was like, well, preseason, just get to the regular season. We all know we want to see regular season football.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about, and when we say we, I know the NFL has been talking about cutting out 2 of those preseason games. But I love preseason because it gives us a chance to see these guys. These guys are fighting for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting for positions. And it's almost like watching the mini camps unfold right before our eyes, and then watching training camp. You're seeing the progression. Then you're seeing it live in games. So you're seeing, will Aiken be good? Will Marlon Brown be good? Will Waller, Carter, and Butler can contribute to the team. So this is kind of where you'll get the gauge and see them
right.
and really see the stars shine, and then you're going to see the team take form going into week 1 in Denver. So I think that's where it's going to be.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun training camp preseason to see what these guys can really do. I'm very excited to see it. Mm-hmm. But this is, remember, it's Joe Flacco's offense. It's a new offensive coordinator. Right. I'm excited to see how they work together. Everyone was talking about how great the offensive coordinator was last year, and he was good. Don't get me wrong, but I wasn't the biggest fan. I'm okay with him leaving. I want to see what this new guy can bring because he's been in the NFL since, what, 85, as long as I've been alive?
Yes.
So he's dude's got some experience. He knows how to work around a team and work around an offense. So
that's right.
I'm excited to see what the new offensive coordinator brings. I already think it's affecting Joe Flacco's game, and I think it's affecting it, at least in practice, for
in
the
a
better.
Positive way.
Yeah.
And you'll hear the media spin and spin their negative webs, I should say, on this. And I'm not really talking about the local media. A lot of the Ravens haters out there, I should say, be very careful, have been scrutinizing the team about the change. And change has been constant since Flacco's been at the helm for the Ravens. You know, never missed a game, knock on some wood here. We even fired our offensive coordinator weeks before the season ended in the Super Bowl year, and we won the championship.
Right.
It can happen. Joe doesn't seem fazed by it. He just goes about his business. He even does better, if not more, and progresses every year. Apart from back in 2009 where he took a step back, but every year he's been progressing in his stats and on paper and progressing as a leader and a quarterback and as his team's leader on offense. So it doesn't faze Joe. And with Trestman, I think it's going to be a very good upward trend.
Right.
And it's kind of like Kubiak set the foundation. But what I've been hearing in mini camps, especially at OTAs, is Trestman's been throwing the sink at these guys. Mm-hmm. That's what Flacco said. He said, you know, they've been throwing the sink at these guys to see what they can handle. With Kubiak, it was more progression. It was, let's implement this, and then it was like kind of slow piecing it together with the playbook. Here, Trestman's like, here's the book, guys. Do it. It's almost just like, let's see what they got, and they've been handling it rather well.
Yeah.
And I think this is the way this team is going to be, trial by fire. It's learn and learn quick, and I think they grasp it very well from what I've seen.
So the let's wait until this car goes by. Old man driving a Plymouth.
We got a club if you need it. Just saying.
So Joe Flacco, Justin Forsett, they worked really well together last year. Was always impressed with what they brought to the table. But it seems as if quarterback position is locked in. It's Joe Flacco's position. Justin Forsett, his position is his position. It seems as if people behind them are fighting for who's going to back them up. So do you see anybody that will back up these guys that you think will come out, you know, further than the next guy? Or do you think that they're kind of locked in as well? Because we have, was it, what was the guy's name? It wasn't Capaniero. It was started with a T, right?
Taliaferro.
That's right.
And then we have Allen, who we drafted. So, no, I think the guys are pretty much locked up. I mean, Joe's. It's his job.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere. And we got Matt Schaub, who I heard has been shaky. Yeah, it's a good insurance policy to have, but we're not counting on Matt Schaub to be a starting quarterback anytime soon. Thank the Lord above.
Yeah.
But Forsett, it's going to, again, it's not going to be the three-headed monster like all those other teams or a dual back system where it's going to be the hot hand. It's pretty much, it's Justin Forsett's going to take a big bulk of the snaps. And what might happen is you might see Taliaferro spill him on third down or in passing situations, maybe an Allen there if he can provide that. But that's what I think it's going to be. It's going to be either or, but it's not going to be a hot hand. It's pretty much Forsett's job, and we locked him up for a few years. So again, you're gonna see 29 in the backfield for at least a few more years and solid production.
Yeah. So let's move on. Let's talk about the defense here.
Defense, my favorite.
I'm not one to talk, but Terrell Suggs seems as if he's been enjoying the offseason a little too much.
This is the same old song and dance, though.
Yeah,
we've seen this before.
We've seen his size fluctuate. He's a little bit thicker than he was last year. I mean, he definitely trimmed down a lot last year, but it doesn't seem to be affecting anything in practice. Doesn't seem to be affecting his play. But the only thing that it does affect, I think, with him is what's going on mentally right now. Because this is the first time he's come out and gone, I've got less years in front of me than I did behind me. You know, he's saying that he knows that his career is coming to an end.
Retirement's imminent.
Yeah.
Imminent, I should say.
And he's been with the league for so long, but this is a different mindset for him because maybe at this point now it's, I want to get another Super Bowl before I retire, something like that, because he knows his time's going to be limited to maybe, what do you think, maybe three, maybe four more years?
I would say max.
Yeah.
Three, four max. And I'm not really too concerned. I know, speaking of Suggs, if anybody got a chance to see the Family Feud bit, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, slamming the buzzer. Steve Hart, he's a hoot, man.
We need that when you leave.
Yeah. I'll slam the club.
And I just love the fact that he just goes, hey, I'm the host here.
I love it. Yeah. And he asked a question. He's like, I already knew the answer. That was funny. If anybody got a chance to see, got to look at the clip. But I'm not too concerned, only right now because it is mini camps, it is OTAs. But if we see full game speed and he's a little sluggish, but we've seen this before. Didn't this happen with the one who did leave Haloti before, where it was, they're coming in a little bit away. It's really hard to pinpoint that because we're not in their shoes. We're not in their bodies. We're not in their shoes. We don't know how they feel. We don't know how they're going for game speed. But with that being said, I'm not too concerned right now. It is something to look at, but I'm not like, oh, Suggs is overweight, let's worry. Because Dumervil, he said he's going to set the bar high this year. He's got high expectations. Mosley, coming off a campaign, rookie of, in my opinion, rookie of the year. I would say what you want. He got snubbed there, but he was the first Raven ever for a rookie Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Say what you want. It's his defense now because Suggs is about to pass the torch to young Mosley here. Steve Smith's healthy. We signed Arrington. Webb could be utilized back there. I think this is a make-or-break year for Matt Elam as well. So I think with our secondary, it's formidable. Timmy Jernigan's going to step up. I think that's going to be great, seeing Brandon Williams. So, again, I think this team's going to come together. The front seven's very, very solid. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too concerned with Suggs right now. He's a leader. He's not going to lead these guys down a path. He's got some young guys on the team, especially the guys look up to Mosley and all that. And Dumervil's a veteran. I don't think these guys are going to provide that bad example. I do not see that happening. Yeah, it might be a little overweight. I mean, look at it this way. Joe Flacco celebrated McDonald's when he signed his contract. It's McDonald's. I don't even eat McDonald's, and I'm not a star athlete. I just stay away from fast food altogether. So these guys, they do what they do. Mm-hmm. They make the millions of dollars. They're in the positions. Who are we to scrutinize? Yeah, we might judge. Suggs a little pudgy today. I don't know. But you're stuffing your face eating donuts, so what do you know? That's my point here.
It's still the off season.
Layoff.
Yeah, you know, people are bringing that up about him, but I think he'll be fine. Even if he does come in a little overweight than he was last year, I think it won't affect his game that much. I mean,
not at all.
Yeah, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But this is, I guess, just due to the fact this is the first time seeing him this year that people were kind of like, oh, he looks different than he did before.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. You're going to get your negative viewpoints, and you're going to see that. And I wouldn't read too much into it right now, but it remains to be seen. If we see a tapering off and not the production there, then we're going to start building upon that and that foundation going, okay, maybe we were right.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I'm having no concerns.
Let's talk about the secondary looking very different than it did last year. We saw Jimmy Smith back for the first time on the field during the OTAs.
Which looks very healthy to me.
Yeah, and
very happy.
The big concern with them, we do have Lardarius Webb and we do have Jimmy Smith. We know what they can do. Big question mark, though, is can they stay healthy? Because they have been, you know, hit by the injury bug a lot throughout their entire career. Can we count on them, along with the newbie guys, to make the secondary better than it was last year? Because if anything, the secondary last year is what killed the Ravens and their chances to continue to move on. Because the secondary was bad.
It was very bad. I get nightmares from. It's like this: Lee Evans's drop, Billy Cunha's miss, and then you got. How bad – it's all right there, how bad the secondary Marshawn Melvin was last year. The Patriots picked on him like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was exploitment, and they exploited it as well. And Jimmy Smith – and I will stand firm on this ground and preach it till I'm blue in the face. And Jimmy Smith was in the starting lineup in the divisional playoffs against the New England Patriots. We would have been in the Super Bowl without a doubt because the Colts were not beating us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that for a fact. I mean, the Colts were the Colts. We came within a few points of beating them, and I was there in person early in the year in Indianapolis. They were not a strong team. They only got there because they had a weak division,
mm-hmm.
and they won an easy playoff game. Not to discount Andrew Luck and what they do, and they did add some pieces on their own, and they are dangerous this year, but the way we were playing, we would have beaten them. And we had two 14-point leads in New England.
Yeah.
I was there to see it, witness it. It happened. You know, the Ravens weren't phased. They tied the game at 14. We went right down, scored two quick touchdowns. And I thought it was all she wrote at that point. But then, you know, what happens, happens. But with that being said, I don't think for a minute that if we stay healthy, this team, I look at it this way. How our receiving core does and how our secondary performs and stays healthy will determine how far this team is carried this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
It's kind of weird because ESPN and a lot of other news outlets are counting the Ravens to go very far this year. I'm a little surprised because it's usually the underdogs, the Ravens aren't going to do anything. But it seems as if there's a lot of people that are impressed with this team, and I like what I've seen so far. I'm excited for the season to get started. So let's talk about the official start of training camp. It's later this month. It's July.
Yes.
So
the last month without football until February. Thank God. Thank God. I'm over it. It's here. Yeah, the end of this month.
End
it's
of July this month. 3rd. And then
they're practicing at stadium August 3rd, a month
so
from
it's
today.
Officially a month away mm-hmm. from when the public gets to see the team on the field for the first time.
That's right. I'm actually getting the exact dates for training camp now.
Have you been entering the lottery?
I did already.
I have been. Every
day.
Yep.
Oh, I've been on point religiously entering it.
The first year they did it, I actually won, and I got to go, which was fun.
Did you get in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to go into the castle. It was very strict. Couldn't take pictures. Couldn't do a lot of stuff, but it was a very cool cool experience. I dug it. Got to wear it. It was the first year I got a Nike jersey. It was the year the Nike jerseys came out.
Yep, that was Super Bowl year.
Yeah, so I got to wear the jersey that I got for my birthday to training camp at the castle. It was a lot of fun. I really dug it. Have you ever been to the castle?
Never.
Never.
It's one of my dreams, man.
Gotta
get never
there.
Been.
You got it. I want to go inside. I've only seen it from the outside twice. That's it.
It's not giving me a hard date. I don't think the Ravens website wants to release that. Everything I'm seeing, it keeps directing me to the open practices and the lottery. So it's pretty much around July.
Go to the lottery. Click on where it says like enter the lottery, and it should give you the first date.
The deadline is no later than July 15th. Monday, August 3rd is the state. Beginning June 16th. Ravens fans enter lottery, blah, blah, blah. We know.
Yeah, it says if you enter the lottery, it gives you the dates. I want to say it's July 29th.
It's usually right at the last weekend. I mean, we know it's that weekend. Hard dates to come. But we know it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Four weeks away, how do you call it? It is finally here. Oh, I can see The Rock now going, finally.
Yeah. You got to hold the mic like this.
No, no.
Yeah.
If yes, nah. Nah, not going there. I'm not going to.
Have you seen his videos he's been doing with Kevin Hart?
Yes.
I can't wait to see this movie now.
I know.
It's hilarious.
I think it's very, very hilarious. By the way, he's got a new show, Ballers. Awesome. Got to check it out.
I watched the first episode of that. I did.
What'd you think?
I felt it was trying to be Entourage a little too much. A
little bit. Yeah. Entourage-y with the sports twist.
But I think I'm going to keep going with it. But
The Rock.
Yeah, but when I watched it, I was like, I'll just watch the Entourage movie or go back and watch Entourage if I want to see this
again. The movie was pretty good, too, by the way.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
It's at the cheap theaters now. I want to see it.
I saw it. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Gotta go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely gotta go see it.
All right, so anything else we should talk about before we wrap this up?
Yeah, it's been a good summer. The Orioles in first place. How about that? Go Birds.
Did you get a gnome?
I got a gnome. Did you?
I got a gnome. Went down there.
How about Adam Jones pieing the gnome? Which
pieing
is great.
The gnome. Yeah, that was cool.
Wasn't that fascinating?
That was great.
Dude, that guy's awesome.
The gnome is the talk of the town because I got it last Sunday.
Even Buck was like.
Buck was just like, eh.
Yeah, like, know. Really?
You know, he's like, I guess it's bad if they stop asking for autographs.
Buck will be Buck.
I took it to work, though, because, like, everybody was asking me on Monday, did you get a gnome? Did you get a gnome? Did you get a gnome? I'm like, yeah, you want me to bring it in tomorrow? Yes, please. So, like, everyone came past where I work, and they're like, is the gnome here? I'm like, yeah, here it is.
Popular,
like,
wow, is he?
Look at it. So cool. Yeah, so the gnome was definitely a hit.
We need a John Harbaugh bobblehead.
The Ravens don't give stuff away. They don't need promotions to get people in.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not. I mean, you're right. But they should do, like, a once-a-year primetime game giveaway of the year or something where they should do something epic.
Yeah.
And I think a John Harbaugh bobblehead's in order. Come on, Harbs, get one out there.
Yeah,
you know you can do it.
All right, man. Well, I think that's pretty much it for this this July 4th special.
Absolutely.
Episode of The Call. And, guys, stay tuned to our Facebook page. Stay tuned to our Twitter page. Because we're in the parking lot of Hooters in Towson right now.
That's right.
We had a business meeting.
We did. Good stuff.
Right
we got
before.
Some good stuff in store for this year, didn't yeah. we?
We got some good
we got
ideas.
Some good ideas, yes.
We're like, how can we do this show differently? How do we keep it fresh? Because it's been awesome this off season because you guys have been so cool and contacting us and saying, like, when do you have new stuff coming out? So we want to continue doing the show, which, I mean, that's never going to stop. But we wanted to do it maybe differently this year so we can give you guys more content. You can listen to us a little bit more, more Ravens talk throughout the week. So we have a lot of stuff planned. So stay tuned to our Facebook, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. And then you can talk to either of us on Twitter. I'm at BrandoCash. Let us know what you guys – tell us what you guys would like us to do this year, you know?
Yeah, we're always opening open forum around here. And
this is why I love Hooters right here.
Yes.
All right, sorry.
God bless America.
Yeah, go ahead.
But it's we take into effect, we listen to our listeners out there, and we really appreciate their feedback. Like, I get on the website and see, hey, when you're doing a new show, whether I'm tweeting back and forth with a few select fans and really getting and talking to Ravens football and strategies, and we want to do more shows. We definitely take into account what you say and your feedback. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But we want to get a good format together where our listeners and you can expect the shows when you can expect them. We want to get some formality out of it, and you can really expect when you can get the call and get it anytime at your fingertips. And you know, I know you've been very good at archiving the shows for us, and even for our listeners, I go back and listen to some of my favorites, you know, that are archived there. And but we want to get them. We want to get more content. Obviously, we know all season's slow, but we don't need to review a game, but we don't need a game on a Sunday or Monday or Thursday to provide a call for our fans. And any suggestions are open. Whether you guys want to suggest a segment in the show, Brandon's open to that. We had a good business meeting. We talked about a few things, as you say. So yeah, we're definitely looking for some good changes for the call, and we're growing. And it's thanks to you guys out there, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, we've been getting messages. Where we got a message up in New York. This guy Justin. Hey, shout out to Justin. What a Ravens fan.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool, isn't it? Just, you know, and I know you're making fun of me. I'm up at 2 a.m. checking the feed, but I'm never asleep. But yeah. But it's great to hear. And then we got Ravens Nation down in Virginia. We've had some tweets down as far as west as Ohio, and I've even seen the West Coast. So we're all over the place. So however you find the call, we really appreciate it, and we're going to continue and trudging on and bringing you to some Ravens coverage from here locally in Baltimore. So we really appreciate it. And for our local fans, we're always around, and feel free to jump on board anytime. But we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So continue the conversation with us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Where can people tweet to you at?
Always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
Very cool. Now you can go to BrandoCash.com, get more information about this show, all the other shows we do, as well as videos and photos we've taken. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash, and you'll know when a new call comes out. On our Facebook page, you also know whenever a new call comes out, so make sure you like us over there. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and on YouTube, as you guys are watching.
Always
us.
In order. He's so great at that. I don't know how you do it. Memorize it. We have a script.
Yeah, it's just all up here.
It's all up here.
All up here.
Oh, brains of the operation.
See, this ruins it. Don't, ladies, don't smoke. Don't smoke. That's bad.
I don't smoke.
Don't smoke.
Oh, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're talking about. Yep, see, I see it.
You didn't even know I was looking. You didn't even know. That's how good I am at this. All right, so all we got.
Ladies, all I got to say. All I got to say, ladies.
Oh, yeah. So
there you go.
Make sure you guys have been great. You've been contacting us and everything, but we need you guys to spread the word about the call. All right, this show has gotten amazing numbers. We've had such a good time doing the show, and we want to have a bigger fan base, and we want to talk to more people. So let people know. Be social with the show,
especially when we do road trips.
Yeah,
I've been hearing people about coming to Baltimore, but as well as their hospitality of when we go on the road. I've been getting feedback on how many road games you've been on, where you've been. We have fans out that have been to Cincinnati and Cleveland games that are harbored there. We have fans that I know in Miami. We're thinking about going down there later this year. So we appreciate that. So if we can get a good group of Ravens Nation around the cities that we're going to be traveling to, we definitely want to bring the call on location as we did. And we had a good playoff run, so I definitely want to ramp up, especially when we go on the road in the playoffs. It's always fun to have the road trips and get the fans on board that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't come to Charm City.
Yeah, so be social with the show, though. Whenever we do a new show, make sure you post it on social media. Go to Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you are social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I can't wait for the season to start. I listen to the call. They're getting me ready, and they can get you ready, too. So I think that's pretty much it for the call.
Yeah,
you guys enjoy your cookouts, enjoy your fireworks if you're
Happy
in the U.S.
It's going to be great.
You know, if you're
go
overseas.
America.
Yeah, if you're in the United Kingdom or anything like that, we won 1776. I'm sorry. But if there's Ravens fans over there in London.
That's right. And I have to say, I saw a T-shirt this weekend. Thought it was great. I'd never seen it before. There's a T-shirt that says back-to-back World War champs.
That's true.
I thought that was awesome because we are. We're defending champs.
That's
I don't
true.
Think anybody can beat us.
That's true. So that is pretty much it for the call this week. So thank you guys so much for listening to us, watching us, whatever you guys do supporting the show. But Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, you know, happy 4th to all of our listeners off the call. On behalf of the call, you know, God bless America. Happy 4th. We can't wait to get to the true American sport, great Americans in football. Can't wait to get after Ravens football. Training camp is among us. It's end of this month, July. It is upon us. Everybody, have a great 4th. Be safe doing those fireworks. Celebrate in style. Have a great relaxing weekend. And we'll be ramping up shows here shortly. Training camp starts, and we're going to start flying high in 2015.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.